Hello, and welcome to another Orbit, the daily devotional from St. Mary's, Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday, we look together at a little bit of the Bible and ask how we might be able to apply it to today. And at the moment, we're looking at the story of Paul, a man who knew what it was to follow Jesus and tell others about him in tough and uncertain times. The Bible reading today is Acts chapter 14, verses 8 to 15. In Lystra, there sat a man who was lame. He had been that way from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up, on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them." Well, it's important to know where your power comes from. I always love that bit in Toy Story when Buzz Lightyear believes he really is a space ranger fighting the evil Emperor Zurg and that he really can zoom through the air on his jetpack. And through a series of very lucky falls, jumps and bounces, Buzz completes a miraculous flight across Andy's bedroom and he continues to believe that he's a real space ranger as a result. In this passage, the people who see Paul using miraculous power jump to a quick conclusion. He must be a god. Who else could wield the power to heal a man who had been unable to walk from birth? In fact, they got so excited that they thought Barnabas was Zeus and Paul was Hermes. And within moments, they're bringing garlands of flowers and animal sacrifices to them. Can you imagine this incredible scene? But while Paul is accessing the power of God, he's not God, and crucially, he knows it. He understands that the power flowing within his veins is the Holy Spirit. So instead of embracing the life of celebrity and riches that he could have had as a result of this moment, Paul tears his clothes as a sign that he is no God and quickly explains the truth to the crowd. They are only human and they're here to share the good news about the one from whom the power really comes. Perhaps the best kept secret about God is just how powerful he is. He formed the entire universe, remember, and his power, that much power, remains today. Through his Holy Spirit, he can choose to heal sickness, communicate with us, give us supernatural gifts, and much, much more. I think we probably massively underestimate what he can do if he wants to. The New Testament is full of examples of God's followers accessing this miraculous power, and we can do it too. But when we do, we should never make the mistake of forgetting where the power comes from, like Buzz Lightyear did. If we see someone healed, or speak some amazing truth into a friend's life, or even, preachers if you're listening, preach an incredible life-changing sermon, then like Paul, we must be quick to remember why. God does amazing things through us, his followers, but we must always give him the credit he deserves. Hey, you might want to join me in praying this prayer. Lord, I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit today and use me in powerful ways that I can't expect or imagine. I ask that you would give me opportunities to see your power at work in my world and the humility to always remember where that power comes from. Well, there's now just a short chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you put this little thought into action. After today's orbit is finished, spend a few moments in quiet asking God to fill you with his Spirit. And then repeating that prayer that we prayed just a few moments ago, ask him for an opportunity to see his power in action. And keep your eyes open today for a chance to pray for someone who needs help or healing, or listen out for an encouragement that God might want you to share with someone else. God's Spirit is real and at work all around us. So tune into Him today. Well, that's it for another Orbit. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me, martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org, or message us on Instagram, we're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. We'd love to know. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Until then, thanks for taking part today.